From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me at him. Let me at him, let me at him. I am fired up today. I'm going to try to control myself throughout the next 2 hours. It is Sunday, the 18th day of July, 2010. We're here 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We have a lot of news. There's been a big truck bombing in Mexico, part of the drug war down there. They claim now that they're 4 days into a successful cap. I pray this is the truth. BP has lied in the past, but let's cross our fingers and say a prayer. We've got a lot of big developments on the economic front and with the war drums being beaten for an attack on Iran. And there's also a lot of news about the federal government just shutting down whole websites without a court hearing, without an indictment. No judge, no jury. They shut down a blog with 70-plus thousand users on it because they didn't like the speech on the site. That's in the mainstream news, but they report it like it's a good thing. We discovered last Wednesday, but weren't sure till Friday, that our official Facebook account was deleted, reportedly for a Gadsden flag that the founding fathers used. You're not allowed to show the Don't Tread on Me snake, I guess, on there. And the owner of Facebook calls, the founder of it calls his users a bunch of dumb effers. Oh, they think I'm care about their privacy. They trust me. What a bunch of dumb effs. We know Facebook and Google and YouTube are bad news, but those are the dominant sites. That's where the people are, so we're there. I'm going to cover all the news today, but the attack on the First Amendment and free speech globally is numero uno, and this cybersecurity takeover, the open announcements that they do want to censor the web. Friday, a listener pointed out that the top searches were Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson and not even the BP oil spill. And I pointed out that in the past, my films like Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception have been the number one search on the web, and that made a lot more sense than it being Lindsay Lohan. Or the top search should be depression, because we're going into one. So I said, why don't our users go out and Google the term The Obama Deception to make it number one? And Friday and Saturday, it was number one. More than 20 newspapers and blogs wrote big reviews of The Obama Deception, even though it's been out for a year and a half. There are hundreds of versions of it up on YouTube and Google and other video sites, but there was one version on a director's channel. We don't have a director's channel. That was only allowed at the beginning of YouTube and 6 years ago, and people that have them still have them. And so there are several director channels that have posted it all in one part, not broken up in 10 parts. And the video had gotten 6.5 million views, or it had 6,400,000 and change Friday. By Saturday, it had gotten 100,000 additional, well above 6.5 million, about to be 6.6 million. And so it had another big push. And at that trend, I've learned to be able to gauge YouTube, it probably would have had another million views in a week or so because it was the number one search term. People did a great job getting that out there. But more importantly, in the last few months, if you search the term Barack Obama or President Obama, not the number three link, it had been like that for a year, the number one link on the World Wide Web on Google and Yahoo was the Obama Deception and a link to that mega viral video with 6.5 million views and growing. So when you school kids type it in for a school report, college professors, politicians, news people, whatever, you type Obama or President Obama or Barack Obama and it was the number one link. It was hacked, and it was taken down off the director channel, and it shows, you know, done by user. That's what a hack is. They go in, and once it's deleted, it's gone. The 6.5 million views is gone. All the tens of thousands of websites that are linked to that video, it's a dead link now. And so, of course, now when you type in Obama, it's the Obama girl or the White House. It's not our video. So that's why the establishment did this. I have no doubt that's an inside job from YouTube or Google, one of their employees. I mean, this thing was number one. They were panicking. And remember, this was the YouTube presidency. I mean, you go to the White House YouTube site, their videos get like 1,000 viewers. My average video gets about 500,000. And so they're concerned about this. And this is sabotage. This is criminal. But we're not going to just lay here and take it. When we come back, I've got a battle plan, a mission for you. If you choose to accept it, we'll kick their ass.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Coming to you live, ladies and gentlemen, from our Central Texas Command Center, the front lines of the resistance for free humanity. I am Alex Jones. You know, if you look at the landscape of radio talk show hosts, of newspapers, magazines, websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, my syndicated radio broadcast, the films, all of them are number one. I have the number one and two biggest alternative news websites, much bigger than Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and all their sites combined, just one of my big sites, and I have two, Prison Planet and Infowars. When you look at my online political films, I don't just have several in the top 10 political documentaries online. I have basically all of them except for Loose Change, and I produce that. We're bucking the trend. We get people concerned worldwide, not just here in the United States, about things other than Mel Gibson and his domestic disputes and Lindsay Lohan and her drug problems and what's happening with some serial killer from the Netherlands. We talk about hardcore issues here that affect you and your family, and we are growing exponentially. The growth curve is straight up right now, and the system knows that. Now, to be technical, I've got a bunch of other news coming up, but to be technical here, there's a director account on YouTube that had a copy of the Obama deception on it. We allow anybody to post it anywhere on the web. That had 6.5 million views. When you type the name Obama or President Obama or Barack Obama in, it was the number one link on Google and Yahoo. That was before we had listeners promote the term the Obama deception to make it the number one trend search Friday and Saturday. A whole bunch of newspapers reported on the film Saturday. Someone hacked into the director's channel, probably YouTube themselves, and deleted that film, The Obama Deception, and my newest film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Luckily, we were Twittered about it by listeners, and we're able to call the director who runs the director channel to get him inside there to change the passcode before they took all the videos down. The point is, this is a serious federal crime. This is a hack against this film. This is an attack against everyone's free speech. I came in last night to shoot the video. We're about to premiere here. The video and audio where I lay this out. Then we're going to come back after the break and get into more internet censorship that's going on. Here it is. My friends, there has been an assault on the First Amendment and free speech. The Obama deception has been erased, obliterated, censored, put into the memory hole. Why is this important? Well, it deals with the First Amendment and free speech. But this hack was illegal. These people went in and somehow got our passcode and deleted this film and other documentaries I've made so that you don't have a right to watch it and make up your own mind. Now, there are hundreds of versions of the film online, but the number one video, it changed the channel on YouTube, had 6.5 million views, and something strange was happening. It was accelerating, getting close to 100,000 views a day. When you search the name Barack Obama, President Obama, or Obama, the number one link on Google and YouTube and many other major search engines and sites was my film. Not Lindsay Lohan, not the BP oil spill, but the Obama deception. But it wasn't just the number one link when you search the president's name. It was the number one trend on Google for several days, and it was growing exponentially. Then the YouTube channel was hacked and it was removed, along with my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. There were over 25 newspaper and major blog reviews on Saturday, July 17th, 2010. Luckily, one of my webmasters happened to be writing a story about the fact that the Obama deception was getting hundreds of thousands of views a day and was the number one trend being searched on major search engines. So within 15 minutes of it being removed, we were getting Twitter pings telling us it was down. So I called the director's channel, who we work with, And I said, hey, your site's being hacked. He drove in from a barbecue he was at, went in within an hour of this starting, and was watching someone live in the interface deleting my films, deleting Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and the Obama deception, and thank God we could change the passcode before it continued. This is a massive act of censorship. On the level playing field of the market of ideas, we were winning. We were having an effect. We were unlocking Democrats and Republicans' minds to the larger world. We were shattering their paradigms and expanding their horizons of understanding. We cannot put up with this. This is an assault on all of our free speech, on our First Amendment. Look, whether I agree with a book or a film or not, I'm against burning it. I'm against destroying it. Ladies and gentlemen, watch the Obama deception and find out why the system is so deathly afraid of it. It exposed the fact that Obama works for the very same special interest that George W. Bush does, and it sought to bring the American people together, regardless of race, color, creed, or political persuasion, for liberty and freedom and against this banking bailout takeover that is now expanding into a Federal Reserve dictatorship. People were shocked by how accurate it was. It's very hard to figure out someone's passcode, and I believe this was an inside job by either a YouTube or Google employee or someone who they gave the passcodes to. And YouTube needs to launch an investigation and track back the IP addresses from where this originated. This is a serious crime. A film that was number one on the web and the number one search term has been deleted at a critical time. We have the FCC, we have Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are saying they want to censor the web. We have cybersecurity admitting that they are offensive. They're going to go out and counter people that are anti-war, anti-establishment. We have seen in just the last week our official Facebook page deleted because we reportedly had a Gadsden flag on it, one of the symbols of the founding of this nation. We've seen tens of thousands of blogs deleted just this week by the federal government. We see cybersecurity announcing they're going to offensively go out and counter people on the web. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2 minutes to midnight in this society, and if we don't stand together, we will all surely hang separate. If I'm being censored today, it's going to be you tomorrow. I want you to remember what that famous pastor said at the end of World War II, who'd been in a concentration camp for years and barely survived. He said that first they came for the communists, and I said nothing because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I said nothing because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the labor unions and the Seventh-day Adventists and others, and I said nothing because I wasn't a labor activist or a Seventh-day Adventist. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left to speak up for me because everybody else had already been taken away. They are attacking our free speech. They're openly announcing they're doing it. Lieberman's saying he wants Chinese-style net censorship here in the United States. We're in an emergency situation, and this attack on the Obama deception is an attack on this free republic. Obama is a treacherous traitor, but he's only a puppet. It's his controllers that are trying to protect their pawn. Here's the good news. We can fight back. And the destiny of this documentary is now in your hands. You can do several things. Number one, go find the links on YouTube, Google, and other sites where the video is still posted and send that link out to everyone and tell them this is a censored film. This is a film that the establishment doesn't want you to see. This is a number one film that was deleted. And let these censors, these criminals, these 21st century book burners know that every time they attack freedom of speech and creativity and expression, that the American people and the people of the world are going to strike back. Send the links to the Obama deception out to everyone you know. And go to Google and Yahoo and other major search engines and type in the Obama deception every day when you first log into your computer. And let's keep it at the top of the trends chart. Let's make it the number one search term in the world that it was. Let's have the Obama deception rise from the ashes like a phoenix carrying the light of liberty and freedom. It is up to all of you to carry this torch forward and to not let these censors get away with this. You've got to get angry and focused and serious and realize that the Obama deception was threatening the establishment. The system is scared right now. They know that you're awake. Let's teach these thugs, these would-be authoritarians, that when they mess with America and the First Amendment, that we're going to redouble our efforts and take action against their tyranny.
fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
Thank you for joining us on this special Sunday edition, the 18th day of July 2010. I'm going to get into other world news coming up, but the fact is we have the number one political films online. Glenn Beck has made some documentaries imitating what I do, and that's fine. And they might get 500,000 views. Mine get tens of millions of views on YouTube and Google and Blip TV and Live Leak and the rest of them. Tens of millions. Every film I put out. That's why we release them for free. Yes, I sell DVDs. I sell DVDs of the documentary films. And that's how we fund our operation. But at the end of the day, if I don't have a free country, my children have no future. I want to have an effect. So I put these films on PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality, and I invite everyone to rip them and to put them on the BitTorrents, on all the major video sites. And it's having a huge societal effect. But the establishment could not put up Friday and Saturday with the number one search trend in the world, not being Lindsay Lohan or Mel Gibson or BP oil spill. It was the Obama deception because of all of you out there getting the word out. And the video that was the top link, and this has been going on for at least a month, when you type in the name Obama and any variation thereof, was this film. Now, that's not the case now because I understand how the internet works. Some people, I guess, don't, because I've gotten some emails saying, well, I type in the Obama now and the top link isn't your film. I know. That's because they erased the link. See, the way Google works is whatever gets the most traffic and the most pings when their spiders are out there on the web tracking everything, it's number one. And so it was number one. And so someone hacked in to the director channel. I don't have a director channel. Those were only allowed at the beginning of YouTube 6 years ago before Google bought it. And there's a fella in Virginia, Kenneth Webb, a great guy, who grabbed it off PrisonPlanet.tv a year and a half ago and posted it. There were many others that did as well, thousands of others that did. And his was the best encode, so we linked to that, and it had 6.5 million views. But it wasn't just slowly growing. It was accelerating to where it would have 7.5 million in a week. It was exponentially growing, and then 8 million and 9 million and 10, 20, 30 million. It would probably have had 40 million by the end of the year on just one upload of it. One version. Do you think the establishment was going to put up with that? Remember, Obama was the YouTube president. He was the YouTube candidate. He had the Obama girl. When you typed Obama into YouTube, you didn't get the Obama girl. You didn't get White House YouTube channel. You got the Obama deception. There's Google Trends on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Number one, July 16, 2010. Number one yesterday. By the way, it's not in the top 1,000 trends right now. They have artificially removed it. Not only has Google, that owns YouTube, mysteriously allowed this hack to happen. By the way, the passcode was 14 feet long. Nobody figured out that passcode. Nobody cracked that passcode. You can't just put a computer interface up to a interface and have it just bombard it. After a few times, it locks down. Whoever got in there knew the passcode and went in with hundreds of videos posted and zeroed in. This wasn't even my channel. Zeroed in on the Obama deception and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my newest film that came out just 3 months ago. It had over 500,000 views and knocked it out. Took them down. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the globalists have miscalculated here. And so I'm going to ask listeners to do something right now. They've clearly blacklisted the term the Obama deception out of Google Trends so that even though it's the number one trend search, it's being blocked completely from the entire list. We're going to change it. We're going to variant it right now to Obama deception censored. Obama deception censored. And when you put that in, you get the articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I came in last night when this happened. I shot the video you just heard earlier for radio listeners or watched as PrisonPlanet.tv members. I came in, shot the video. Aaron and Rob Jacobson stayed up till 7 in the morning to get the video edited, uploaded, and to write an article that I wrote with them that they posted. And when you search the term Obama deception censored, the video that I shot and the article that we wrote is the number one link. Now, if you simply Google and Yahoo the term the Obama deception censored or Obama deception censored, in fact, don't even say the Obama deception censored, you type that in, these censors aren't going to have their way. But let's not stop there. Let's make the second search in case they've blacklisted and blacked out the entire term Obama deception. In case these McCarthyites have done that, I want you to search the term Infowars.com. No www in front of it. Just Infowars.com and just type it into your search engine over and over again, and we'll see how they like it. Because before we had listeners last Friday go in and type in the Obama deception, it was already the number one link when you typed in the name Obama. Think of that. We were beating Lindsay Lohan. We were beating the Mel Gibson scandal. We were beating everything. The system doesn't want that. They don't want you to see the Obama deception. Find out why they're so scared of this film. This film made in early 2009, it was released a month and a half after he was inaugurated. It was released right after he was inaugurated because I knew what he was going to do. I knew who his advisors were. I said he'll continue the wars, the torture, the secret arrest, the spying. He will bankrupt the economy. He'll expand the banker bailouts. I laid everything out in this film. This is the most popular film I've ever made. And we've had other dirty tricks with false copyright claims filed that I had to basically injunct. And other things going on to remove this. There have been other director versions on YouTube where people are able to post the whole video that have been removed and blocked in the past. But those only had like a million views in one case, so I didn't make an issue out of it. This sucker had 6.5 million and was accelerating. It was starting to get more views in a day than it was getting in a month. And they panicked. What is it in the Obama deception that they don't want you to see? Email your entire email list. We can crush these people if you'll take action. You have the power to set this free. Email your whole email list, your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter. Call into talk radio shows and send them other links. There are thousands of other versions of the film online for free. But the issue is none of them have more than a million views apiece. None of them have more than a million views. Some have a million, 200,000 or so. But none of them are close to 6.5 million. And so that video getting 6.5 million, when anybody in the world typed in President Obama or Barack Obama, it was my film. And what does my film do? It exposes that Bush, Obama, all these people work for the same global corporate interests that are not free market, but want a monopoly. So search the term, the Obama deception censored. Three words, Obama deception censored, and Infowars.com. And we will show them the power of the people. They struck back Saturday because they were scared. They struck back because they understand the people are rising and waking up. Now we've got to strike back against them. We cannot give in to this tyranny. We've got some final points to make on this front, then a bunch of other news and your phone call. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's really been hitting me in the last few weeks just how big an effect we're having worldwide, and the establishment is freaked out. On any given day on YouTube, which is more than half of all videos being watched worldwide, millions and millions of people every day, most of them new, are watching my live simulcast of my radio show, are watching the 25 films I've made and the thousands of special video releases. Any video I put out now is getting 500,000 views in a week. You think the system can put up with that? That's the type of numbers Obama was getting when he was a candidate. He'd shoot a video, he'd get 500,000 views. Now, we're going to put it on screen. Here is White House YouTube channel. Look at those videos. 300 views, 12,000 views, 2,000 views. I mean, that's pathetic. Any video I put out is getting hundreds of thousands. I could sit here and put out unlimited videos. I could sit here and make 50 YouTube videos a day. and the White House YouTube channel. And they admit they ran a YouTube campaign. Now, that was a CNN headline, Obama's YouTube campaign. In fact, I remember a story last year that was that online video blogger who made a couple of videos where he was Thomas Paine dressed up talking about the police state and, you know, government being corrupt. And the White House called him and said, we want to have a meeting with you. Please come to the White House. Then he went to the White House and wouldn't say what the meeting was about, but that Obama wanted him to stop. If the president's meeting with somebody who put out three or four videos that got 4 million views, and I've got eight YouTube channels with over 200 million views on them, not counting everybody else ripping my videos and posting them everywhere, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. What do you think's going on here? We need to recognize the effect we've had. And we need to understand that the passcode for that director channel that posted my film in full, who we work with, we have the passcode as well, was a giant long passcode that no computer was going to be able to figure out. Somebody hacked in, and only YouTube and its parent company, Google, have that information. And I think they're the prime suspects, and I'll say it right now. And by the way, Aaron Dykes wrote an article into the early morning hours today that deals with all of this. Censorship alert. Obama deception illegally removed from YouTube. Again, the headline is censorship alert. Obama deception illegally removed from YouTube. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and read it. And in that video and in that article, we linked to where we had a Google shopping cart about 6 months ago, and they said, you're not allowed to sell the Obama deception. It's critical of Obama. You're not allowed to sell an Obama Joker t-shirt. Remember that viral operation we ran that made it in hundreds of newspapers and TV stations, literally hundreds last year? Remember that? They said, you're not allowed to sell that, so we shut the cart down. We have the message from Google saying, you're not going to criticize Barack H. Obama. You're not, as an American, going to make a t-shirt with his image on it as a clown. You're not going to sell a video of him criticizing him. Now, listen, I made the film. On the level playing field of ideas, I won the Super Bowl. I kicked their hind end. I sat up here and didn't visit with my children for months. I worked 7 days a week to make this documentary and fly all over the country and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to make it. And I gave it to you for free, and I kicked their butt. And you kicked their butt by taking action with it. And these scumbags don't like it. Google tells me I can't sell a t-shirt with his stinking image on it. They tell me I can't sell this video, and I put up with it. We wrote an article about it 6 months ago, but left it at that. And now they won't even let me give it out for free when they put their stinking ads on it, and I know they're the ones that did it. Because they've censored me before, and I'm sick of it. I have a t-shirt that's got a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, and it says, mass murderers agree, gun control works. It's anti-Hitler. It's anti-Mao. It's anti-Joe Stalin. What did eBay say a month ago? You can't sell that here. They said it's anti-racist. Same thing that Google said. They said anything racist or anti-racist isn't allowed. What in Hades does that mean? What did our veterans fight and die for 230 plus years ago and in every other war to defend if I don't have my free speech? The point is they're selective. They let Obama and the globalist and BP and all of them spew their propaganda on the web, but I can't put my films out. And they didn't even make up some hanky-panky, because every time they file false complaints against me, I just file in federal court. You know, behind the scenes, I've had to file in federal court no fewer than 8 times in the last year and a half to keep that stinking video up for you. You know, I've had to go in there and file against false copyright claims and tell people, put up or shut up, let's go to court. I've had to file in federal court so you can see what Barack Obama really is. I am busting my butt here to bring you this information, and I'm not complaining. My family and my children and this country are worth it. I'm not going to be a slave to a bunch of authoritarians, and this is authoritarian tyranny that this country's going into. And I know you understand that, and you're upset out there as listeners, so I'm going to beg you on my knees for all of our future. We caught them inside the interface deleting videos one after the other, and they weren't able to get down Fall the Republic in that director's account 2 million views. I want you, because that's basically part two to the Obama deception, and quite frankly, it's an even more powerful film, though this is the mega viral. I want you to get that video. I mean, here's the homework if you choose to take this mission. Search into the term over and over again, Obama deception censored. Search the term Infowars.com and search the term fall of the republic. Fall of the republic. Because what happened is when we became the number one trend Friday and Saturday, over 20 newspapers and blogs who write about whatever the top trend is, thinking they're going to get visitors, all wrote about it. And that panicked the system when it got 100,000 views in less than 24 hours. I understand these trends. It would have gotten 1 million in the next week, probably 2 million the next week. They know we hit the zeitgeist. They know we caused a chain reaction, and they went in and they shut this video down so you don't have access to it and so you don't have a right to see it. They're going to decide what you get to see. This is 21st century book burning. And then I've got stacks of news right here in front of me. I mean, here's one. Feds ignore due process. First Amendment shut down thousands of blogs. 73,000 blogs were shut down last week. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Vice President Biden and Intellectual Property Enforcement Coordinator Victoria Espinel gave an order, and they've got quotes here. The DMC takedown actions were a direct violation of the First Amendment under prior restraint. However, explains law professor Wendy Seltzer, because the DMC takedowns are privately administered through ISPs, they have not received constitutional scrutiny despite the high risk of error, Seltzer adds. So this is the White House now issuing 73,000 takedown orders this week, mainly of blogs critical of Barack Hussein Obama. You know me, I'm nonpartisan. Bush was a tyrant, but he was a puppet to the same corporate interest. But what's happened with Obama is he now has a 40% approval rating. He is dropping like a shooting star, and the system is panicking because their whole agenda of the government takeover of healthcare and the police state and all these new taxes, and he's in the news today admitting in federal court that his healthcare plan is a tax on everybody and that you don't get free healthcare. You got scammed, folks. And they know they're in trouble, and they're panicking. They're going to lose the House and probably the Senate. But Biden's on the news today saying, oh, don't worry, we're still going to win. Well, what, your electronic voting machines are going to save you? They are in panic mode right now. And you better use the internet while you still can, because I've got the FCC. I've got the Federal Trade Commission. I've got no fewer than 6 White House czars saying they want to shut down political dissent. And they specifically list Alex Jones, Ron Paul. They specifically mention Lord Monckton, people that criticize man-made global warming and say it's a fraud and nothing but a tax. They are desperate. They are scallywag crooks. They know that we are on to them and they're scared. I want to take your call specifically on the Obama deception and the attack on the internet that's openly being announced. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, on this live Sunday edition, 888-201-2244. We'll take a bunch of calls at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to go through a bunch of other news on the economy, you name it, the oil spill, the police state, the Second Amendment. It's all coming up. Stay with us. We will defend the republic till the end. I only get one day off a week, and that's Saturdays. And I was with my children. We were fishing. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I got the call that the Obama deception had been hacked and taken down off YouTube, the main video that had 6.5 million views. And I got in my car and I drove in and we shot the video and wrote the articles that are now up on the sites. And why did I do that? Because looking at my children, they have no future if we don't stop this tyranny. Every other nation has lived under bondage and under criminals and tyrants. This isn't a joke. Do you know the hell our ancestors went through? Do you know how hard societies have been? Do you know about the mass murder that's gone on in hundreds of other nations in the last 200 years? If you want to find out and get an image of what tyranny looks like, go watch the movie with Viggo Mortensen, The Road. Few films have shook me up like that one did, and I actually had nightmares over it because I've studied so much history that I understand that's actually what happens many times in societies. And I understand how real this tyranny is, how wicked, how bona fide. This isn't some boss hog corruption we're facing that's cute and funny. This is hardcore. And I'm not going to put up with it. I have seen that when we take action and stand up against evil, we can have victory. And I have seen the system do everything they can from keeping the truth from getting out to you. This country is going into a depression. The big offshore banks, we have their internal memos from the IMF and World Bank that were released in 2002, plan to bankrupt this country and others to bring us under full government collectivism and control. I will not be a domesticated animal. I will not go into bondage quietly. We can defeat these people. We're better than them. But we've got to take action and get focused and angry. I am begging everyone, in case they have banned the search term, the Obama deception, because we notice it's not even anywhere in the trends now, and it's always in the top 20 or 30 or so, and it was number one earlier this week, or late last week. We have all the screenshots of that up on my websites. I am begging all of you to go find links to the video while it's still up there on other sites and other versions, and to send it out to everyone you know and say, Big Brother doesn't want you to see this. This is being censored. This is being removed from the web. Find out why. And when you see it, it's not even about Obama. It's about how he's a puppet and what the globalists are doing and what the globalist master plan is from their own quotes, their own documents. The system is scared of this because they're about to bring us into a depression. They're openly on the news talking about shutting the web down to, quote, protect it. They're openly talking about taxing alternative media and talk radio. It's now not a rumor. They're really trying to push it because they're thugs. You didn't think they'd pass government socialist health care. You didn't think they'd continue torture. You didn't think they'd do all the things they're doing. But they're doing it. It's really happening. And there's all these cowards and domesticated sheep that say you're not supposed to get upset about liberty. You're not supposed to get upset about freedom. They sell you this idea of being passive and going quietly into the night. Well, I'm not going to do that. I've read the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. In fact, pull that quote up for me for later. It's, oh, how we burned in the camps, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that'll bring it up. Oh, how we burned in the camps, the concentration camps later, wishing we'd have stood up to the NKVD in Russia. Well, I'm not going to be like the German people that go along with tyranny. I'm not going to be like the poor Russian people. I'm not going to be like the people in Cuba or communist China. I'm an American. I'm red-blooded. My ancestors defeated the greatest empire in history, the British Empire, fighting them at least 10 to 1. Your ancestors defeated the greatest empire that no one could defeat. Not the French, not the Spanish, no one, not the Dutch. We are together in history, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the second American Revolution against the globalist takeover. And we are going to fight it with the info war and try to fix things peaceably. But number one, we've got to get the word out now about what's happening. The mainstream media is now admitting we're going into a depression. And let me tell you, the low-tech way. At the University of Phoenix, more than 30,000 copies of this were handed out in the last year. They shot YouTube videos of it happening. It made the newspaper. Other universities, thousands of copies were handed out. Don't let them stop you. Go low-tech. Send out all the free links to it online, but also buy the high-quality DVD with the expanded extras and make copies of this. I mean, making 100 copies of this might cost you $50. And give it out to everybody you know. Air it on access television. Show it to your local church. Tell everybody you know the system doesn't want you to see the Obama deception. Now, this is the most viral film I've ever released. But this was part two. Fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama. This came out 9 months ago. 10 months ago. This film is even more powerful. And it's 2 hours, 24 minutes. This is a little less than 2 hours. This film, Fall of the Republic, is even more powerful than the Obama deception. It hasn't been as viral. It's only been seen about 12 million times for free online. Only 12 million. This film needs to be seen. And it's still up on YouTube. You can still search engine Fall of the Republic. And so you're unstoppable if you take action. We can beat these people. They are scum. They are filth. They count on you feeling powerless and weak. They count on you not taking action. They count on you thinking you've got to save the world by yourself. No, you've just got to move forward and get the word out and say no, no, no. Here's a microcosm. Last week, I showed the Arizona Republic. In fact, guys, it's in my stack. Try to dig it out. I highlighted it. It'll be the Arizona Republic with me highlighting stuff. And it said that of millions of photo, red light, highway speed cameras, that only a few hundred people paid the tickets. Arizona's, they're wearing guns out in the open. They're saying no to tyranny. The police are getting on the people's sides. I've had a bunch of their sheriffs on, as you know. They are saying no. They are speaking out against the treason. And they just removed all the cameras in Arizona. The people said, we're not doing it anymore. We're not going along with this. We're done, bloodsuckers. You won't arrest over a million illegal aliens a year coming through Arizona, burning down farms and ranches, killing people, killing cops. We're not going along with this anymore. We know this is just to raise revenue. The articles in the news said the people wouldn't pay it. They can't arrest all of us. It's over. It's over. We're done. We're done rolling over. We're done giving in. I've got a deal right now on InfoWars.com. When you click on both the shopping carts, we've got two different shopping carts, whatever your choice is, where you can get four films for $19.95. I don't even make money on that because I put a free pocket constitution in every order. Okay, with the cost of the film and everything else, that comes out to less than $5 per film. If you get 10 films, it's $39.95. That's at $4 a piece. This is a high-quality DVD, beautiful cover, all the information on the back. You give your friends and family this, they'll watch it. This looks as good as any Hollywood cover. The lady that did the cover makes the covers for Hollywood DVD releases, some of the biggest films you've seen, Janae Meadows. You give somebody this. This isn't just some link in their inbox. You give them this DVD. You get this DVD, and you make copies. You go to the store, and you buy blank DVDs, and you burn it to this. Hey, even better, you go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day to sign up, $5.95 a month. That pays for our bandwidth. I'm offering it to you for free, but I'm saying if you want to support us and get a higher quality, we've got it in high res up there. You can download these and burn them to regular CDs that cost about 15 cents a piece that play on most new DVD players. We've got DivX and other versions up there. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get really aggressive. And you can go buy maybe 200, 300 CDs and just sit there burning them, burning them, burning them, burning them, burning them, and tell the New World Order, you think we're going to be stopped by your censorship and your tyranny? You're dealing with the American people. You're not dealing with slaves somewhere else. You're dealing with the American people who may have become fat, dumb, and happy and been mesmerized by your mind control, but the sleeping giant that is the Republic is awakening. And the sleeping giant that is humanity worldwide is awakening. And we know we can beat you because we have the spirit of victory and liberty beating in our breast. Nothing can stop you. And listen, you guys took the call. You took the call, what was it, almost a year ago, when I said take the Obama poster of him as a joker. We've got to defile and bring down his image as a god down to a human and show that he's a thug. You put fascism or Infowars.com on it, post it on telephone poles and everywhere else, and the censors are going to come. And they're going to let you hang up, you know, missing dog posters or swap meet posters or garage sale posters, but they'll try to stop you from printing up just regular print size images of that. And when they censor you, everybody will see the tyranny, and then others will come out and do it. And in Florida and Texas, they tried to arrest people, even though there wasn't a law in those areas. And then it backlashed. And then in some towns, hundreds of more people came out and put up tens of thousands of posters. And it was in hundreds of newspapers and hundreds of TV stations. It was in more than 50. I mean, it was all over almost every TV station in Texas it was happening. It was on Japanese TV. It was happening in Tokyo. It was happening in London. You print up an image of Obama as the Joker, and you say, Google Obama deception. And you never stop. And you let these Nazi blood-sucking anti-American parasites that want to make you and your family slaves know that we are standing up against them, and we are red-blooded, and we are not slaves, and we are not bowing down to them. I'm not bowing down. I'm at the tip of the spear. I get death threats every day. And I, you know what? I am honored to be who I am. I'm honored to just be an average person that stood up 15 years ago and said, I'm going to defend the Republic. I'm going to defend the family. I'm going to defend the Second Amendment. I'm going to fight against abortion. I'm going to see what happens when I really take action. And we have laid waste to the enemy. If you simply unloose yourselves and become the leaders you are, we will sweep this scum into the gutter. We will defeat the New World Order. We will crush the tyranny. Second hour, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking heavy enemy fire in the info war, and that's good. It means we're having a big effect. Some people keep emailing me saying, well, why don't you just re-upload the Obama deception? The way YouTube works, when you re-upload it, it's a new video. It has zero views. It's dead all over the search engines. That's why. And yes, We didn't upload it. It was another director channel that did. We're here. I got guys here up trying to upload it right now. It takes time when it's a two-hour film. But as soon as it's re-uploaded in the full version, get it out to everybody. But get the other versions out now. Okay, look, I got loaded phones. Gary, Dave, Monica, Stewart, Antonio, Mike, John, Mark, Sean, True Patriot, Jared, and many others. And I got a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. But on the attack on the First Amendment, it's intensifying. The attack on free speech worldwide is now out in the open. This is real. This is happening. But what also is real is the effect that we can have when we take action. All right, let's go to Truth Patriot. Truth Patriot, New Jersey, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex? Good to be on the show.
Good to have you. Almost blew my voice earlier. Go ahead.
Right. I haven't called in a few months. You probably remember my handle. I go by the Truth Patriot. I've actually been trying to call into other shows like Rush Limbaugh. I can hardly get through on him and Sean Hannity. And I actually got through his show on Thursday. And he was talking about that his ratings are so good and they're beating the liberal media. So, you know, I have to play his hand, and I got on. And I was talking about we're doing so good, you know, we're beating the liberal media, you know, and he was all in compliance. And after I got him kind of more committed to the call, I said, I want you to do this for me, Sean. And he's like, okay. And then I was like, go to google.com/trends, T-R-E-N-D-S. And you could probably do this for your callers, too, Alex, on PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm watching right now. And just type in the word Sean Hannity, comma, Keith Olbermann, with two N's. Make sure you spell his name right, comma, Alex Jones. All right. And then I did a search for the last 30 days. You are beating Sean Hannity and Keith Olbermann combined. You are beating both of them combined.
No, when I say InfoWars is bigger than Sean Hannity and Limbaugh's site combined, you can go to Alexa and look at it. Guys, go to Google Trends and do that for people later. Type in Sean Hannity or his website versus InfoWars.com or Sean Hannity versus Alex Jones. See, I'm not just searched under that. My sites are bigger than the name Alex Jones. My films are bigger than the name Alex Jones. We're hitting him. Sir, that's what freaks me out. The globalists have been ignoring us. We dwarf all these people. We dwarf the fake mainline right-wing talk show host and all the pathetic Obama zombies picking their noses.
For the last 12 months, show your viewers that. Search for all of 2010. You're bigger than both of them combined. And search for all of 2008. You're bigger than both of them combined. I'll throw in other names, you know, just to compare. Like the guy from Comedy Central, Jon Stewart. You're bigger than him. You got to simply just go to google.com/trends. Type in Sean Hannity, Alex Jones, and Keith Olbermann.
No, exactly. Some idiots on the YouTube video that I posted last night, like I wanted to come in here on a Saturday evening, were saying, oh, I bet Alex took this down himself to get views. It was already number one everywhere. It killed our views. It killed our links. It killed what we were doing. It hurt the message. Why in Hades would I do that to myself? We're already number one search trend. We're already, when you type Obama's name in, it's my video. It killed all that. Now we're not the top search. It was bad. It was horrible. I'm angry about it.
And right, you got to know how to use Google Trends for the last 30 days, not just this weekend. For the whole last 30 days, you're bigger than Olbermann and Hannity combined. If you do it for the last 12 months, you're bigger than both of them combined. If you're bigger than all 2010, both of them combined. So, yeah.
What we need is other blogs, not just mine, to go and show that, get screenshots and post it and point out. Look. CNN has a million viewers on their top shows. This show today will have over a million listeners. It's a paper tiger. It's an illusion. And that's why they want to shut the web down, because we're kicking their butt and you're kicking their butt. Great call, Truth Patriot. Keep it up. Yes, we need to do an article showing that.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Some stations don't care that first 5 minute segment, but Truth Patriot called in and talked about, and we never even really toot our horn on this, that if you type in Sean Hannity versus Alex Jones, or Rush Limbaugh versus Alex Jones, or Glenn Beck, or any of them in Google Trends, going back 3 years and accelerating, my name dwarfs them combined online for searches. It's the same thing in Alexa.com. You type in Infowars.com versus Rush Limbaugh's site and other sites. We are dwarfing him and Glenn Beck's sites combined. This is the big dirty secret. Look, every film I put on the web gets tens of millions of views now. Again, it isn't about Alex Jones. Oh, look, you're a big star. Folks, I'm like asking to get murdered by these people. The system is scared of us. They hacked into our YouTube channel and deleted the Obama deception as it was going mega viral. You know, we're talking 100,000 views a day. We're talking exponential. We're talking accelerating. They understand. That's what the NSA does with all these snooping systems. That's what Google is an NSA keyword echelon software from the 80s. It is NSA. I told you that years ago. Now it's admitted. The NSA runs it. They go around with trucks grabbing your wireless data. They use microphones and cameras in your computer watching you. I mean, it's all mainstream news. No matter how insane that sounds, you can search it and find it for yourself outside of Alex Jones. Google tells you they're doing it. And so we're really having an effect. When we're beating Mel Gibson and Lindsay Lohan with their distractions, with the media distracting you with that, the system panicked. And we can use this like judo against them and show the fact that the system is panicking and is scared right now. This is so exciting what's happening. And, you know, I've got the courage to do this because I know we're not going to survive if we don't. So it's not really even courage. But remember, we're having an effect. We have power. Just this show itself is challenging the existing paradigm. What about everybody else out there? What are you doing? Take action today. Let's move quickly through calls. Gary in California, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, for waking me up. And since I found you a couple of years ago, I've handed out maybe 2,000, 2,500 of your movies. I basically say it's all the same movies. It's a movie of tyranny coming into our lives. And I'll tell you, my life's totally changed.
And you taking action is devastating them. We're not just fighting them on the web. We're fighting them person to person like you're doing. And I salute you.
I tell you, brother, the power that I've gotten from you has woken that ancient power of what people came here for. And I'll tell you, I push it every day. I'm moving out of L.A. now, and I'm going to somewhere where I got water, and I'm going to grow food, and I'm going to help other people, and I'm going to put up a radio station right in back of Camp Pendleton and blare your word out to them.
Well, when you talk about that ancient power of the human species infused with God's loving life and light, we are going to crush these people. And exactly, that's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm able to get people to look inward and see the power that they've got innately in themselves. As Gandhi said, every person has the seed of the universe in their soul. And if we just turn that power loose, nothing can stop us. That's all Gandhi did. For 30 years, was travel all over India teaching Indians they had power. Less than 50,000 British were able to dominate 300 to 400 million people over the scale of time the population grew. And by Gandhi going out and teaching them, they had power. They could take action. They could do small things. They could buy Indian and not imperial. We can buy American and not Chinese, not globalist. Gandhi did that, and it took him 30-plus years, but he kicked out the greatest empire the world had ever seen. And that spirit is in your soul, in your heart right now, my brother.
I wear your T-shirts everywhere I go. I wear the fascism T-shirt. I'm having some of them made up to give out to people. I tell you, everywhere I go, everything I do, I try to talk to everyone I can. And that's what I think can make a difference.
Well, you have a beautiful soul, Gary, and God bless you. I can just hear it in you, that powerful light of liberty, that energy. God bless you, my friend. Just commit and realize this is pure evil we're fighting, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to resist them or we're going to be enslaved. Dave in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Dave.
First time calling into the show, I believe. I've been an outspoken critic of yours for a while, and I don't believe in everything you do, but occasionally you are correct. And I think that on this issue of censorship, you are indeed being wronged. Grievously, to the detriment of all of us who want to have free speech in America.
Exactly. Again, you got to defend all speech or you lose your speech. And it's not just my video. There is a wave. Do you know about the 73,000 blogs that were deleted this week by the Justice?
I just heard about it. I'm going to look into it as soon as I get back home. I'm out on the road right now, but that sounds like a very serious problem.
It is, my friend. What else is on your mind, Dave?
What I want to say is that I don't agree with you on almost anything, but you still have the right to say what you want to say, and you know you should have that right under the Constitution. You have the right under the Constitution; it should not be infringed in any way. And I hope that enough pressure we put on these people to change what they're doing.
God bless you, Dave. I appreciate your call. Look, go watch the Obama deception. There's still a lot of versions of it online. You know, it's had over 25 million views conservatively online the last year and a half, but that's on hundreds and hundreds of different video sites, thousands of different uploads. You know, one might have 500,000 or one 1.2 million, 800,000, a million, 300,000, 100,000, 20,000. I mean, it's just, I've sat there with a calculator for like an hour just typing it in to come up with 25 plus million. And I haven't done it since then. So I just say 30 million because it's been 3 or 4 months since I've done that. I don't know. It's over 25 mil. And that scares the system. That's my only point that I'm trying to get across here. And they hacked into the main director account that had the full film on YouTube with One Piece, 6.5 million. And the reason they did it was the number one search in the world, not just in Google Trends, because our listeners did that promoting the Obama deception. They did a great job. Already when you typed in Obama, it was my video worldwide for the last month. Do you think the White House likes that when their videos are getting 300, 400, 1,000 views now? I mean, Obama was getting 500,000, a million a year and a half ago when people were buying his bull. This guy has gone from our savior to being something with a negative value, like dog droppings that you've got to throw in the trash can. And it's not that Obama himself is even that bad of a person. He's a Harvard puppet reading off a teleprompter. The globalist baloney is what is as worthless as dog droppings. Let's go ahead and take another call. My point is, I'm not trying to be gross, is it's something that's not just worthless, it's something that's really bad. No one wants the system's baloney. That's why the mainstream media is falling in on itself. A few fake right-wing hosts are sustaining their ratings by posing as anti-establishment. As soon as a Republican scumbag gets in the White House, if it's not Ron Paul, they're going to sell you out just as fast as Obama did because they're bought and paid for by the same interest. And it's that paradigm that the Obama deception shatters and awakens. Monica. Monica in New York. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've called before, and you know, I've been awoken several months ago, and you know, I've I mean, people have seen changes in me, and they say, you know, what's wrong with you, and all that. But I can't celebrate certain things. Like 4th of July was not a celebration for me. I just felt
same
like
same for me.
You
it
know,
was more like a wake.
It really was. It was a very sad, sad state we're in right now. But, you know, what you're doing, okay, is you are awakening people. And there's a spirit of God that is, you know, people are praying and people know exactly how to pray. And I really want to admonish you and affirm you just to say, just to encourage you, just to keep on keeping on here, you know, because people know when things are not right. It's in the spirit. It's not something that you have to see in a visual.
It is. It's your gut. It's your discernment. And then you go look at the facts and the worldly data after your discernment. But, I mean, our discernment, don't you just feel the dread, the destruction, the corruption, the evil? I mean,
in the 50s, my father was a fisherman and an oil man in the Gulf. He died on an oil rig, okay? He knew, prophetically, I think he knew that he wasn't supposed to go on that oil rig. And he was killed that very weekend. And I was on Grand Isles as a small child, not knowing that he had been killed.
Look, I knew when my grandmother died. I called my dad one morning or the night before, and I said, we got to go see Meemaw. We haven't seen her in a few months. And she hadn't even been that sick. And I said, we got to go see her. And then my dad left earlier than me, and he called me about an hour down the road, and I said, we got to see her. Is she okay? No, she just died. She just died that morning, and I knew. God bless you, Monica. Good to hear from you. But it's more than that. They're all over the news saying depression, global taxes, carbon taxes on everything you do. These carbon taxes are only on wealthy nations like Europe and the United States. It's only on us. Everything's going to go to China. The government wants you dependent on them. They're criminals. They're bad.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
That was Thomas Jefferson, known as a terrorist today. A caller called in earlier and said, if you go to Google Trends, going back 3 years, the name Alex Jones, a year and a half, the term Obama deception, dwarfs Sean Hannity, Keith Olbermann, Rush Limbaugh, you name it. Now, the Google is a public NSA interface. It lets you see what the NSA already sees. And we'll put that up on screen. In fact, I have a document cam shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. That is 2010. That is the last 3 months. Look at that. You combine Keith Uberman, Sean Hannity. You can put Limbaugh in there, too. I dwarf them all. Orders of magnitude bigger than the name Alex Jones. Orders of magnitude. They're not even in the same league. You can go back to last year with the Obama deception. The Obama deception is on there as well in green. It's down there right at the same level as Keith Uberman and Sean Hannity and others. If you go back a year ago when we first launched it, look how it shoots above the name Alex Jones, Sean Hannity, Keith Uberman, all of them. You can put Limbaugh in there and look at that as well. There's the Obama deception spiking above them all. That's when it came out of March of last year. I mean, that's what we're talking about. That's why they're coming after us. That's why they've got COINTELPRO posing as patriots, attacking me all over the web, saying continual new lies about us because they know we're a focal point of the resistance. The globalists tap my phones, folks. They know I'm real. They know what we're doing is effective. They have all these statistics. And I never really get up here and toot my horn. I just tell you, we're having a big effect, folks. We're having a big effect. We're having a big effect. And now they've gone in and hacked and taken down my film, The Obama Deception, the one that had the biggest views and was the top link under the name Obama when you searched his name. You think the White House liked when they searched the name Barack Obama or President Obama or Obama that a video exposing him as a traitorous globalist was the number one link in the last month or the number one search term in the last 2 days? Let's not let them stop us. Let's search the term Fall of the Republic, my newest film on the globalist. Let's search the term police state for the rise of FEMA that they also erased, police state for the rise of FEMA. Let's search the term Infowars.com. Let's jam them all into there so we can't be stopped. Stuart, Antonio, John, Mark, Doug, Jared, we're going to get to all of you. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. Let's talk to Stuart in Michigan. And my voice sounds different. I was yelling and screaming last hour. I blew my voice out. Let's go ahead and talk to Stuart in Michigan. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
I am fired up, and I'm glad they're attacking us. It lets me know I'm hitting them hard.
Yeah, I'm mad as hell, too, and I ain't going to take it no more. Yeah, I noticed every time I linked to your video on Facebook, the Obama deception, my link wouldn't show up in the home feed.
Same thing with MySpace. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And, you know, it ain't right. They don't have the right to censor us, you know.
Well, they don't even tell you you're breaking one of their rules. They just censor you. We have a copy from MySpace 3 years ago saying you're not allowed to send your bulletins out. Alex Jones is blocked. Google won't let me sell the Obama deception on a Google shopping cart that we bought and got because they say it's racist to criticize a black man. They put him in power because he's black so they can make it about race. What does not wanting government health care have to do with race? What does wanting to secure our borders have to do? Nothing. They just use it as a political weapon. Look what the NAACP is doing right now. Google won't even let me sell this on their shopping cart. They don't want you to see this.
It's got Obama on the cover. Oh, man. I swear, you know, I thought marijuana would be legal before we'd see a black president, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, you know what? I mean, I said at the time when he got elected, oh, at least it's good. We can have racial unity. And how naive I was. This was meant to create racial division to control us where I don't want to turn my guns in. I don't want open borders. I don't want government health care. I don't want tax increases. I don't want trillions to foreign banks. Shut up, racist. Stuart, I appreciate your call. Antonio in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Antonio. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm fired up today, man.
Yeah, you're definitely making a head lead. You have them on the run. Just to let you know, I'm kind of near your site. I do Western New York Truthers.org. I like to say thank you to Kurt. He posted a couple of my stories and gave me some traffic. But ever since the Obama deception came off the air, I've been getting hit hard over here. I had to restore my site 17th time since Saturday afternoon.
No. The Pentagon, and we have these articles linked in the video that I produced about this last night. I came in to shoot this video. They admit the Pentagon is going to hack and attack sites, quote, critical of the national security. That means if you try to save America and take the government back, the foreign banks that run our government are going to attack you. They took down 73,000 blogs Thursday. They are hitting sites everywhere. Listen, the fellow that works for us that runs the Alex Jones channel, that is my channel, He had fake attacks this week. He had people trying to get his passcode. He kept getting emails saying, oh, you were unsuccessful in changing your passcode. Somebody was trying to change it and get in there. And so they're trying to, I mean, folks, we better appreciate the internet and this tool to reach out to the people while it's here. They're openly saying they may shut it off during a war to protect the web. They're saying they may restrict free speech and criticism of our savior, Barry Sataro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I mean, how obvious does this have to get? So you're saying your site's getting hit as well.
Yeah, I had to restore it 17 times since Saturday. And what's odd about it is I launched it last February in 2009 and had not had a single problem, and I have pretty good traffic.
No. Well, listen, the NSA and the government admittedly have built backdoors in Google, YouTube, Windows. They run everything. The NSA, DARPA, created the internet. So it's their system. And now they thought we'd buy into Hollywood hype and Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson diversions. They never thought we'd use the web to save America and the planet. And so they're coming in now. And that's the look. Facebook banned not one, our official Facebook account, but another fan Facebook account. And now we've got intel. They're banning the rest of them. They're banning our Facebook accounts right now and telling us because we have a Gadsden flag on it. They're shutting me down because I am kicking their butt because of you taking action and getting the word out. These scumbags can't fight fair. Do you understand that?
Most definitely.
What did the head of Facebook, it came out a few months ago, say? He said, these effing suckers, remember, it was all over the news, that was a quote, they think they can trust me, ha, ha, ha. He gives all your data to everybody. I mean,
yeah, I remember that. It's just amazing how it's happening all on the same weekend.
Well, this is a test. You better believe this is a test. They are hitting everybody, and the reports are just pouring in. They are hitting everybody right now as a test because the bottom fell out of Obama. He is their front man, their messianic savior. He was supposed to bring us into the world government, and it isn't working, is it? So we ought to be happy. We ought to be happy. And it just lets me know the effect we're having. So what are we going to do about it, Antonio? Are you going to go
fighting?
Are you going to send everybody the links to the Obama deceptions that are still online? Are you going to make copies
definitely.
Of the DVDs? Are you going to go and search the term Infowars.com to drive it into the top of the trends?
Yeah, they're only making us mad to do it more.
Antonio, great job. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right, good to hear from you. All right, I'm going to come back and go to John, Mark, Doug, Jared, and others. We're going to open the phone system up again. We have a computerized phone system. We open it for 5 seconds and get an average of about 15 calls. When we open it for 5 seconds, we're going to open it right now for about 5 seconds for you to call into, because if we don't, hundreds come in. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're opening the gate right now for you to be able to get through. I guess if you win the lottery and get on the show, I know no other talk show than get 100 calls in 5 seconds, but 888-201-2244. The mainstream media is dying, so they openly are teaming up with the government to try to shut down the alternative media, and then only mainstream garbage will be on the web, and they want to start censoring talk radio. We got to stand together.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You found it, the front lines in the InfoWars, where we wage war on corruption, cracks in the lies, and disinformation 6 days a week. We kick off 11 a.m. weekdays for 3 hours, come back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to blitzkrieg through calls, and in the last 10 minutes or so, hit a bunch of important news. But the attack on free speech worldwide is now admitted. And you've got a lot of mega corporations that are bigger than governments, have more wealth than most nations, and they want tyranny. They want to come in, pay off your politicians, and raise taxes to then pay corporate welfare to themselves. That's what banker bailouts and all this is. And if you sit around and only care about football and baseball and make that what's important in your life and make that the issue that you're informed about and not history and the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be enslaved. And this is slavery. We're going into a depression right now. And there's no reason this has to happen. We can beat these people. What they're doing is so outrageous, so unconstitutional, so criminal, that if we just say no, they're going to fall. I mean, last Thursday, the House and Senate, the House had already passed it, the banker takeover bill. And I've had Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano on. I've read the Washington Post admitting that it gives unlimited power to the Federal Reserve over the entire economy. That's how they're punished for engineering the collapse and the derivatives. And the Ponzi scheme is more power over even your debit card and your credit card and your bank account and local banks that are doing a good job. I'm proud of the Texas Banking Association 3 months ago writing a big editorial, the president of it, and saying this is a foreign banking takeover of America. This is a takeover of all of our good banks. It's six big global banks that are doing this. Six of them. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Bank of England's involved. This is the enemy. They're not free market. Is their employee part of this? No, but the people at the top, they've created $600 trillion conservatively. Our numbers are $1.5 trillion, $1.1500 trillion, or $1.5 quadrillion. But Washington Post said $600 trillion. They've created $600 trillion fake digital dollars for them to buy everything up, and they're telling us whenever their stuff falls through the floor that we've got to pay for it. I'm going to blitz through your calls now. I'm going to blitz through your calls. Have your points ready because I want to talk to you. Let's talk to John in Illinois. You're on the air.
Alex, you're going viral on the alternative financial news. Your name has come up for the past 3 or 4 weeks on Financial Sense Online. And someone, a caller left a message on their Q line suggesting you debate Matt Simmons on Financial Sense Online about
Peak Oil. I don't know who these people are, sir. Again, I'm not bragging. It scares me. We are number one on all the trends, and it's been going on forever. It's just accelerating. It's because of you, the listeners, spreading the articles, the videos, the audio files of this show.
They've contacted your office and asked you to be online, but this past Saturday on the webcast from Financial Sense Online, Jim Poplava, who is the proprietor, said that your office hasn't gotten back to him yet.
Well, here's another issue. You know, I've done an hour and 36 minutes and spent about 30 seconds plugging the films. We have sponsors and video and T-shirt and book sales at Fundus. I've got three guys come in here on Sunday. They work during the week here as well, and I turn down probably 10, 15 interviews a day. I can't do them all physically, and I know there's a lot of big sites that want to have me on. I've tried to recruit other people. I've tried to find other hosts I could promote. They usually turn into egomaniacs and have mental problems. They can't handle the power, so I can't do it all is my problem.
I understand you're busier than a one-armed paper hanger, but in closing here, there was a man that came on, Eric. He left a message on the Q line, Eric from Hong Kong, disparaging you. And the producer and co-host of the show, John Leffler, at the end of the Q questions on the following week said, if there's anybody out there who would like to defend Eric, would you please call in?
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, John. Again, I don't know what that site is, and there's a lot of big financial sites out there, a lot of big radio shows and things. I try to do them all, but I can't. I mean, I physically can't do my own show and all my other work, and I hate turning down interviews. But I would like to do those interviews and just tell them, you know, just send it to, send the email to, what's the email for media? What is it, media at InfoWars? We got a whole bunch of web addresses. I mean, it's like we get 3,000-4,000 emails a day, but we'll try to go through it. All right, let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You are the host of this show, and I'm glad for that. And I want to share a little something. I've been on a couple times, and I want to share a little something about myself, but keep it brief relating to you. When I came to Austin the first time and actually met, I was so pumped up to actually meet what I'd been studying about the JFK. I spent about a year or so studying about the JFK thing, and you had all the research on it, which is unbelievable that that's never come down. I'm glad that this free speech is able to be out there. And I saw that people were kind of, you know, well, he doesn't do this, doesn't do that. And I was like, boy, I wondered if they realized, I mean, how much you're an example of how serious we all are, despite everybody's challenges.
Well, that's
and everything.
The loser society, that anybody taking action is going to be criticized by people in the peanut gallery. But you know, Mark, again, I'm not perfect. That's why we need everybody else to be a leader and get the word out. It's just that we have to face the fact that my show and what we do is the biggest thing we've got, and it's got a rocket tied to its back, and we're being censored and attacked now because we're effective.
Yeah, that's a good analogy of it. I didn't realize. I don't think people realize may have a hard time grabbing a hold of it, that they don't realize that you're laying down your life so that you know, the life for your kids can be enjoyed, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I'm always saying so much about, you know, the Hebrews 9 thing. If that's kind of like a constitution or kind of like a good for us in 2010, like the leaders of our country made something that would have us good here.
Exactly.
Now.
We've got to come together as a people against evil or we're all going to be destroyed. I mean, we know what history has shown us. We know what's happening. We know it's bad for everybody. And we've had it so good that a lot of people can't believe it's happening here, but it is. Let's go to more calls. Doug in Chicago. You're on the air, Doug.
Hi, Alex. Doug in Chicago. Listen, I remember about 4 years ago...
Turn your radio off for me, buddy.
I'm sorry. About 4 years ago, there was a... not 4 years ago. Right after 9/11, I don't know if you remember, there was a huge government sweep of the internet. An anti-terrorist action. And...
thousands of websites got shut down. It was actually right before 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was before. Okay, I'm a little mixed up on that, but anyway, I do remember it, and I remember the impact. And this is no joke. Like you know, I was actually following your advice and typing in the Obama deception the last couple of days, and I think I made about maybe 100 hits on the internet. I mean, on Google. And then to have this happen like overnight is really scary. I mean, if this doesn't wake people up,
and they removed that number one video that had the 6.5 million again of hundreds of versions because when you typed Obama in, that was the top link in the world, and it was working. It was gaining steam. It had 100,000 views in less than 24 hours on top of the 6.5 million. They panicked and just took it down. They went into our account and deleted it. And when they delete an account, you can't put the video back up under YouTube rules with the original hits and the links working. We are working on re-uploading it, though.
Like you said, somebody having a 14-foot passcode, that just doesn't happen. They don't just figure that out. That had to be an inside job on Google's part, which is really scary.
Well, they've censored us selling this DVD. We got a Google shopping cart, and they said, you cannot criticize the president. We have an article. We have it linked in our article, censorship alert, Obama deception illegally removed from YouTube. It's up on Infowars.com by Aaron Dykes. When you read that article, it has a link to their information they gave us saying you can't criticize our Lord and Savior. I appreciate your call, our Lord and Savior, Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Let's talk to Jared in Texas. Jared, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
I think it definitely actions speak louder than words whenever they censor this, because that's basically what it is, which is un-American in the first place. But it's definitely saying that they feel threatened, I think, from what I know about the story. So
yeah, they're not invincible. They're not all-powerful. Stay there, Jared. I'm going to come back to you, then Patricia, Taylor, Adam, Duke, John, Chris, Gary, many others. Final segment, few key news articles I'm going to hit on as well. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., Infowars.com, while it's still there.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
When the history books are written, folks, people will remember those that stood for liberty and freedom and those that promoted tyranny and those that sat there on the fence and went along with the destruction of our republic and this planetary tyranny if the enemy succeeds. If we are victorious against these enemies, it will be an example for all of how to stand up against corruption and evil for future generations, just as our founding fathers stand as an example of freedom today. There's a lot of other news here, and I promise to go to your phone calls. It says Elena Kagan to be confirmed, the most unpopular Supreme Court justice in history, anti-free speech. She said they can disappear free speech. They can ban guns. They're now admitting that, here's the New York Times, changing stance, administration now defends insurance mandate as a tax and admits it's a tax on all Americans. And there's also a Wall Street Journal article that gets into the same thing. I mean, it's just incredible, the evil we're facing. We're being robbed here. But let's rampage through your calls. 1 minute per person. Jared in Texas, finish up your point.
Okay, and I just wanted to say there's so much we can do to keep trying to get the message out there. You know, I wore a shirt last year on September 12th to an airport that said 9/11 was an inside job, and only one person talked to me the whole time, but a lot of people were looking. So I think people are waking up and you know, I think we need to have Congressmen take the same measures as audit the Fed and get rid of it, get rid of executive orders.
Instead of them getting more power. Instead of them getting more power.
Instead of them getting more what?
More power. Yeah, we've got to reverse their power.
Right. And I had a friend in the Army. I was in the Navy, and 9/11 woke me up that day. But they are asking questions. They were asking, this was years ago, but he said they asked him if he would shoot American citizens, and his brother joined, and they asked if he would shoot his mother. So, and one last thing, Alex, I just got a lot of money, so I'm about to buy a lot of DVDs to support you, man, and do a great job out there, and God bless.
Jared, I appreciate your call. And again, because they're censoring the Obama deception online, you can buy the DVD at Infowars.com and get, what is it? 4 copies for $19.95, so that's $5 a piece. We've got another deal where you can get 10 copies for $39.95, so that's basically $4 a piece. Get them, make copies, get them out to everyone you know. They're available at Infowars.com. It's the top special on both of our shopping carts. And this film is still online, Fall the Republic. You can still get that and send it out virally. Okay, let's talk to Patricia in California. You're on the air, Patricia.
Mr. Jones, my patriot son, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
I am a 65-year-old grandmother and a descendant of the Three Percenters. I carry my history proudly. I thank you on your AM show some years ago for awakening me to the trouble that our dear republic is in. The way I started to help my own personal family, I developed a website, password protected, and it has everything on it, and my grandchildren read it regularly. Now, I think it is incumbent on all grandparents to teach that generation the truth about what's going on.
That's right. This is a long war. This is a long war. We may not defeat this in a year or even 10 years. It's like the people fighting the Soviets from within. This is a long fight, and we better not think the web's going to be there forever in its free form. We've got to save all this information as a brain trust.
That is correct. And I print so much, Alex, that you have provided. And I have made copies of the films. I pass them out everywhere. Now, I wanted to ask you something. As I said, my site is password protected, and friends that see it say, oh, God, Patricia, release it to everybody. Release it. And I, as a grandparent, am very paranoid of the New World Order not hurting me, but hurting my grandchildren. So I haven't done it. Now, if they're going after websites, bloggers, on copyright infringement.
Well, that's not even what they're doing. Patricia, I appreciate your call. This wasn't copyright infringement. They hacked it, and they shut it down. And they're also outside of due process shutting people down for copyright infringement. They're using a lot of different excuses. The answer to this tyranny is not to hide the information. It's for everybody to come out and start speaking and for everybody to duplicate the info. So it's like whack-a-mole, so they can't stop it. But great points. I appreciate your call. I want to try to get to everybody here. Taylor in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, man, it's nice to hear from you. We've been here in Houston for 2 years listening to you standing strong against the New World Order.
Awesome.
And we are not going to let them take our speech away. You know, I call into all the morning and all the afternoon radio shows as often as I can, and all your fellow info warriors here in Texas, I know one of our common grounds is the border security and what's going on with our border. Don't let them sit there and put out all these little namby-pamby racist talking points and argue for, you know, the 30 minutes that you got to drive into work and listening to their sludge. Call in, put in the real info, tell them where you got it, tell them InfoWars sent you, and we're not standing back, and we're going to come there, and we have the info, and we, the warriors of information, shall reign over the radio waves.
Awesome, brother. Keep it up. Yes. It's all about putting you on the defensive. I don't want government-run health care. You're a racist. I want to defend our sovereignty. We're going bankrupt. Shut up, racist. You've got to call into talk radio. That's another key point that you just raised. Let's talk to Adam in California. Adam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Adam. I'm one of the founding members of We Are Change LA. I sent you the footage for Martin Sheen talking about World Trade Center 7.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
And I'll tell you what, I'm fired up like you are, Alex. And if they do manage to successfully shut down the net, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into overdrive right away, burning DVDs, and I'm going to be passing them out to everybody. I got a couple hundred of them in my hand right now, and I'll go into overdrive.
Well, they're incrementally testing and seeing what they can get away with right now with the censorship of the Obama deception.
Right, and they're also doing it on truth sites. They're doing mass purges on 9/11 Blogger. And the Randy Rhodes message board, they're purging people off there that are talking about 9/11 and the New World Order.
Well, we're in trouble, and we're damaging the globalists. We're exposing them right now. We have power, and that's why they're doing this. They were real arrogant before and thought they could just ignore us. Adam, I appreciate your call. We're going to continue. By the way, there was a big bombing, a car bombing in Juarez. I mean, it's a total war. Mexico's collapsed, and we're not supposed to even protect our border. And over 80 miles of Arizona is now controlled by Mexico. I mean, this is insane. Let's talk to Duke in Texas. Duke, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you calling.
I first heard you about 15 years ago sitting on a campfire in Canyon Lake. And since then, I had to have a shortwave radio and upgraded to high-speed internet just so I could hear you.
Well, God bless you. That's why we still do shortwave, in case they do shut down the web. Go ahead.
Well, the censorship goes further than this. I have sent you a lot of articles, you know, news articles, and for the last couple of months, I'm not able to get through at all.
Well, the major virus software makers are now listing InfoWars and Prison Planet, even though we don't even have cookies. They're now listing us in there all over the world to block people from being able to get to the website. So, there again, this censorship is coming in from many different angles.
Next time that you cover something on the oil spill, bring up the point that they cap these oil wells and instead of pumping the oil out and showing there's plenty of oil in the world.
Well, you're right. There's too much oil, and that's why the global oil oligopoly wants to bring in the carbon tax to shut down their competition so others can't drill. I appreciate your call. We're almost out of time here, but let's talk to Joe in Texas. Real fast, Joe. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm a web warrior, too. You hosted my first article, Hoax of the Century, last April. I've got 50 articles on the false science of global warming. I have a unique byline and have 50 titles up, and I try to have unique titles. I had 295 links to my name the first day of May, and when the guy from Google walked out of the White House, it dropped to 5,000. I've got 10 articles with my name on it as author that have more than 5,000 links each.
Yeah, you're a guy out there having a big effect, and they're starting to censor you. They're creeping in, quietly closing the news, quietly purging, quietly manipulating. I mean, the White House regulations are, says he wants to forcibly sterilize you, John P. Holdren. But the Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, says ban criticizing man-made global warming. These crooks aren't going to back off without a fight, and we're starting to kick their hind in, and they know it. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry to Christy, Gary, others. Great job to the crew. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com and on your local AM and FM station. We're getting a lot of new stations, so we're on AM, shortwave, satellite, and the internet. They're not going to shut us down easily. We've got to stand up against these censors. They're testing us right now, seeing if they can get away with what they're doing. Let's counter them by getting the Obama deception out to everyone and InfoWars.com out to everyone. God bless you all.